WTOP News Time, 4:52.
Big day for Google stocks. Today, Google topped $800 for the first time ever. The company's stock is up almost a third in value over the last 12 months. So should you get a piece of the action?
Joining us now to talk about it, CNN anchor, chief business correspondent, Ali Velshi. Good to have you back, Ali.
Good to talk to you guys. You know, if I knew this much about whether you should buy stocks or not, I'd be calling this in from my yacht. People have been asking me all day. I mean, the stock closed at $792 yesterday, closed above $806 today. Google stock has been up almost a third in the last year. So the rumor today, the word today, was that Google's going to open up retail stores. Doesn't take much to get this stock to pop. Back in December, an executive told a digital website, that's not in the cards. But it's a huge company. I mean, it's a search engine. It's the ads. It's the Android devices, half a billion of them worldwide, and a very, very profitable company.
Well, certainly you're happy if you got in the IPO a few years ago at, what, $85 a pop. But at $800, is it a good buy?
Yeah, you got in there, you were laughing. Remember, there were people that day who said it was too high as an IPO. I spoke with an analyst today who says it is a good buy. Now, this is a technical analyst. She doesn't concern herself with the fundamentals of the company, but she says that the way the stock trades, she'd buy it as low as 775, which is where the stock was in October. Before that, but below that, she said it's a bit shaky, but she does have a target price of $855. So it's 806 now. That's where it's trading after hours. She thinks it's not all that dangerous to buy into the stock. Now, there are others, however, who say this thing has run too far too fast.
You know, when Facebook launched, of course, people said the company really didn't have anywhere to grow, that it was already so big. Is Google still growing?
Yes, Google is still growing. First of all, it's got the Android operating system, and it is actually the biggest in the world. I mean, most smartphones do operate on Androids, particularly in the rest of the world. We don't know if it's going into the retail space, but it's very innovative. It's always coming up with new things, and there's a real sense that, you know, Google has been taken back over by its founders and that it's an energetic company. The difference is, it's the same thing with Apple. It may be a great company. Is the stock a good buy? That's the ultimate question. I have no doubt that Google is going to be one of the foremost companies of all as we go forward.
Now let's talk about the stock market in general. We're in record territory for the Dow. I think the S&P is somewhere in that neighborhood. But from the folks you're talking to, from your own observation, are we at a point where, at a tipping point maybe, that we might go backward?
Yeah, a couple of things going on. First of all, we don't expect 2013 to be as strong a year as 2012 was in the market, and we've already seen remarkable gains all through January and most of the way through February. So it's not clear what is supporting this ride in stocks, particularly since we're coming up to that that deadline next week for the sequester, the automatic budget cuts. And if they go through, there are a lot of people who think that'll weaken the economy. So there seems to be some disconnect between how the market is doing and what's going on in the economy. There are a lot of people who say enjoy the ride while it's there, but it's not clear how far this market has to go. A number of people expecting a pullback in March or in April. That said, if you invest properly and in a well-diversified manner, you can still make a lot of money in this market, but I'm not sure you should be playing the run-up in the indices right now.
All right. Thank you, Ali.